Hello, and welcome back to the next episode in the Shine Solutions podcast. If you hear some noise in the background, I was on a walk with my 7-month-old. She makes noises in the background, and then just sounds of traffic and things like that. So if you hear it in the background, that's what you're hearing. Enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of the Shine Solutions podcast, Tech and Business. What I want to do with this podcast is to give something more. I want it to be broad in its appeal and simplicity. If you keep it simple, there's more mass appeal. And really what I'm trying to do with this podcast is relay helpful advice and bring value to anybody. I'm designing it so that if someone clicks on this podcast and is interested in the subject matter and even just reads the titles of the podcasts themselves, they would get value from that. And maybe, hopefully, they would click on one of them. My personal preference is to listen to like 2-hour long conversations or presentations with really good info and just dive all the way deep into it. That's what I like to do with, but that's not how other people consume YouTube stuff. The majority of people consume stuff in shorts. Now, from the consumer side, none of this matters. You know, the way Joe Rogan does his podcast, his most successful podcast in the world, he tries to do it very little effort on his part. But that's because he's Joe Rogan. He's got that. He already had millions of dollars before he started the podcast. He'd been successful in other areas. He's physically like healthy. So he didn't need the podcast to succeed. So when he did the podcast, he did it exactly the way he wanted it to. All the guests coming on and the fact that Joe himself is a good host, and that they had very interesting conversations, and he was very curious, and he would ask all the right questions. And then he also had that simple and broad appeal. Everyone was starting their own podcast and doing their own content, and other people won't see the value in it until I make this entertaining or good enough so that people want to check in. Whether it's the 60th episode, someone will look at it and they'll read the title of it, and the title will go, and they'll go, that's interesting. They may not even listen to it or click play, but then they'll see in the episode show notes that there's a Gmail, and then you could email the Gmail account, or you could go check out my website, you know, shinesolutionsorlando.com. And from there, this is all part of the funnel. And so I'm experimenting with different ways right now, trying to funnel people towards the website to give the full amount of information. On the website, you'll see our services as change management, analyzing that data, coming up with what I call data-driven insights, what should be done every single day with your business. The actions, the small actions you take every day, are the tactics. The large grand strategy of where you want to take your entire company is your strategy. And doing stuff every single day builds up data in some way. So when you have customers coming in and they're paying a certain amount, and then you want to find out about those customers, why they came in, what caused them to click on your website, or how they came in. And learning from those people, the best way is talking to them, and you get that qualitative data. And this is data that it's like information at that point. It's not quite things you can enter in on an Excel. Like that's more data, which is the sales and, you know, how many customers you got. But I'm looking for an addition to qualitative. I want to hear the story. I want to see the micro expressions of the customers. What do they feel like when they come into your place of business? What are they expecting? What are they hoping for? What do they want? Did they get what they wanted? Will they be coming back? And so doing all those types of things, that's a little bit into the digital marketing, but it also gets into economics, microeconomics. And so there's just something that I used to work in healthcare, did change management, and I changed physicians and nurses and administrators and leaders and just regular people working at the hospital. And it took conversation and dialogue. And then within that conversation and dialogue, I used tools like, hey, by the way, here's some data. So it wasn't like follow the data. It was I, as a person, as an analyst, looked at that data. And if there wasn't any data, we would go find it or make up ways where people could enter certain things and create that data. But in healthcare, there was always data. In fact, that's kind of the problem with healthcare, is there's too much data and not enough, like, going out to the actual people doing the actions and changing their actions.
Okay, I'll end the episode there. I hope that this was interesting and of value to at least some of you out there. Stay tuned for the next episode and enjoy. Goodbye for now.